I'm Rick Moore, and this is Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, and by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Very happy now to be talking with Jared Nicholson of the Lynn School Committee, returning to MSO. It's been a while, and Jared, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Well, the last time we talked, I can't even remember. It had to be well more than a year ago, and I think we were talking about sports, as you are a member of the Lynn School Committee and chair of the Sports Committee. And let's start there, if we could, Jared, because the last 14 months or so have been incredible. And it was especially harsh on Lynn student athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this last 15 months, 14 months has been so difficult for so many reasons. And one of the big losses for the community, has been, you know, people's activities that they're expecting and hoping for. And that hit Lynn Athletics hard. The city was hit hard by the pandemic, and that certainly, affected that aspect of people's lives.
Yeah, and I don't know how they figure things out, but Lynn was in the red for so long that the kids could not participate in sports. However, what's the assessment overall now that, the thing has finally broken for the good? Lynn was able to, the Lynn kids, the public school kids, were able to play fall sports in fall two, and the remote learning pretty much is going to be history. So what's kind of an overall summary from your viewpoint?
Well, you know, I do want to thank the city's leadership, the health department, for doing their best to keep us safe, and also for all the coaches and student athletes who stuck with us, who kept us surprised, kept us connected. And I'm thrilled that we were able to offer those three seasons all this spring by staging and special seasons. So, like you said, the fall athletes got to compete as well. And you know, we know how important these opportunities are for kids, and so I'm thrilled that something was able to come together this spring.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned all those who made it possible, because the school committees, the city councils, the health department, the town administrators and mayors and all that, it had to be a difficult, and many of them, of course, have kids in school. So a great job by all, and also I think the coaches should get a special shout out, because they not only were able to coach their sport, but they also kept the kids safe. So I'm glad that's all behind us right now. I don't know about you, but it's looking good.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get to it now. You decided a while back, as Mayor Thomas McGee has decided to leave the front office, you've decided to run for mayor. So tell us a little bit about how that decision came about.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So, you know, I'm very grateful for the leadership for Mayor McGee and thank him for his service to the city for so many years now, and particularly in this difficult year that we were just talking about. And when I found out that was going to be the case, I felt like, this was such an important moment for the city, and that I had, some skills and experience that I thought were really going to be valuable to a future of Lynn that it includes growth, but also includes the whole city. And so I was excited to get involved.
I think you should talk a little bit about that experience. I'm looking at your website, and it's very informative. But I'd like you to talk about your experience professionally and, you know, maybe about your wife's experience professionally, because I think that kind of plays into, especially this whole last year, in terms of experience and education.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes. You know, I'm on the school committee, but my day job, I'm a law professor at Northeastern, and I run a clinic actually that works with small businesses, provides free legal help to small businesses. And so I have a lot of work experience on city issues. You know, I bring that education experience from the school committee, but also have that experience on housing and economic development and those kinds of city issues from my day job. And you're absolutely right. You know, my wife is a nurse midwife at Mass General Hospital. She does a lot of community health work. And she's a tremendous resource, particularly on some of these issues that we've been dealing with over the last year, because, you know, she's a frontline healthcare worker.
And I imagine she's probably also like my stepdaughter, who is a nurse, a COVID policeman. So she kept you guys on the straight and narrow at home, I'm sure.
Absolutely. We were very careful, very careful.
No doubt about it. All right, let's turn to, again, I'm pointing to your website, which I will also link to. It's Jared Nicholson for Mayor. And Tell me a little bit about what you see as issues from your point of view, because Lynn, it's a complex structure in Lynn in terms of, you know, the culture in Lynn, the school in Lynn, all the city resources, police department, and so on. So enumerate for us, what you see as some of the major things that you want to work on.
Absolutely. No, we do have a lot going on, and I think it starts with the recovery from COVID, and that's about any kind of lessons learned from a public health perspective, any lingering health effects, and then also making up for lost learnings, any opportunities that we were talking about, including a social development for students, and the impact that the last year has had on small businesses, which has been severe. And then from there, there's a lot of moving parts, but there's a lot of potential in the city and some exciting things happening. And to make the most of that potential, to make it work for the city of Lynn, we need to make sure that the growth that we are pursuing that's before us includes the whole city, benefits everybody. And there's work to do to make that happen. Things like better schools, better housing, better infrastructure, and also peace in the city, more peace so that people feel safe and secure in their homes and communities and as a precondition for the kind of growth that we're looking for.
I love that. More peace, man. That sounds great. Tell me a little bit about when I ask coaches, and for the first time I talk to them about the upcoming season, I ask about their assistants. And maybe I could ask you about your assistants. Who are a person or two that you rely on to either carry out your wishes or to give you advice?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. So my campaign, we have an organizing director, and his name is John Michael Fauna, and he is terrific. He just finished a 4-year commitment with the United States Army, so he's just out of service. And basically, the weekend he got back, we started him on the campaign, and he's been tremendous. But thrilled to have him on board.
Mm-hmm. What about listening? It's very hard as you climb the ladder, in my opinion, to listen to everybody who wants your ear. What kind of a system might you have in place, or what are you thinking about, having had the experience as a school committee person, to be available to the public?
Yeah, that's a great question, and something we're working on in the campaigns. We've already had a couple specific listening sessions on particular issues. We did one on small businesses. We did one on housing. We have one coming up in a couple weeks on infrastructure. Mm-hmm. That's something I hear about a lot. And it's making a real effort to make yourself available, make yourself transparent. So, like you said, I have that website up there. It has a lot of different ways to get in touch with me. I'm all over social media. My number's available. I speak Spanish, which is another way that allows me to listen to the community. Because as you know, we have a lot of Spanish speakers in the city of Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely a priority, and one that I think that I have a track record on from the school committee and working with constituents and educators and students.
Excellent. What about upcoming events now? What's next for the mayoral campaign?
Yeah, so the next event we have that I'm very excited about is the listening session on infrastructure in Lynn. And that's going to be at noon on Friday, June 25th at Land of a Thousand Hills. And if you prefer to join by Zoom as opposed to in person, we're going to have that option available as well.
Yeah, that's a question I forgot to ask. How has that transition been? Are there more availabilities now, or at least are people becoming more confident in getting out and about?
Yeah, things are opening up. I think people are getting out and about, and there's some people are who have those pre-existing health conditions or have young children and aren't vaccinated yet are being extra careful, and we're there for them too. And one of the things that I think going forward from this past year is some of the ways that we learned to stay in touch when people can't get together in person. We're going to continue those. We're going to make it easy for people to be engaged, whether it's in person or if you prefer online, the virtual format. Then we're going to keep doing that too. And honestly, there's a lot of people in my generation and the generation after me that want to be able to engage online, and we're there for them too.
You're killing me. I'm a digital immigrant. Yeah, you sound like a digital native. So yeah, I get that. No, it's actually much easier sometimes to get more people together virtually than it is to try to get them all to meet in one place. So
right.
Yeah, that's cool. Anything else you want to mention about either school committee or your campaign for mayor?
Well, I guess for the campaign for mayor, we're building a really grassroots campaign that's talking to the whole community. If anyone's interested in getting involved, I'd invite them to please get in touch with myself, with John. You can log on to our website, JaredNicholson, org. There's lots of different ways to sign up, and we'd love to get your support.
All right. That is Jared Nicholson, school committee member in Lynn and running for the top office in Lynn. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. This has been Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Connect with Connections by emailing msonewsports@gmail.com.